Get ready to live happy and dine out as Orange County Restaurant Week returns. Running from March 3rd through the 9th, this is the best time of year to get out and experience all that the Orange County dining scene has to offer. Participating restaurants will be offering a wide variety of different menus for guests to enjoy, and a complete list of these can be found at ocrestaurantweek.com, along with other details. And don't forget, if you want the ultimate OC Restaurant Week experience, you'll need to get your tickets now for the OC Restaurant Week VIP party. If they haven't already sold out, that is. It's one of the biggest events of the year and a celebration of everything that is good with the Orange County dining scene. And be sure to tune in for a special episode of the Best Seats podcast featuring my top 15 menu picks for the 2024 Orange County Restaurant Week. This is one of the best celebrations of dining out all year long, and one that is not to be missed. So once again, for a complete list of participating restaurants, their various menus, partner information, Restaurant Week VIP party information, and more, go to ocrestaurantweek.com. This episode of the Best Seats podcast is brought to you by, well, you. To learn how you can support the show, go to thebestseats.com/Patreon. Once there, you'll learn how you can get early access to shows, ad-free listening, the ability to submit questions, comments, concerns, and more. Once again, that's thebestseats.com/Patreon. But enough of that. On to the show. What's up, everybody? Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode 135 of the Best Seats podcast, the only podcast bringing you interviews with some of the most talented people in and around the hospitality community, from right here in Orange County to the rest of Southern California and beyond, each and every episode. As always, I'm your host, Crawford McCarthy, founder and principal of the Best Seats. Thank you to my friend, Allie Coyle. She provides music for the show. You can find more of her work at alliecoylemusic.com. If you're listening to the show on free feeds, whether that's Spotify, Apple, wherever that may be, please consider leaving a rating and or a review, sharing it with friends. It helps new folks discover the show. You can find more content just like this on thebestseats.com, where you can find merchandise, blog posts when they pop up, new episodes, etc. But don't forget, the very best experience is only found on Patreon, patreon.com/thebestseats, where you can get early ad-free listening to each and every episode, exclusive access to the bonus episodes, exclusive access coming in March, finally, after some technical and personal delays, to the new show, I Know What You Did Last Sunday, where I am reading, reviewing, and rating your Sunday scare or horror stories that you can submit either on Patreon or thebestseats.com. And there is a new show coming. It is too early to give you full details, but I am very happy to say that there is a new one being conceptualized and talked about right now that I'm very excited about. Hopefully everything will work out with that, but it seems like it's going in the right direction, and that new show should be coming soon. Episode 135. If you are listening to this on Patreon when it goes live, then we're about 5 days away from the kickoff of Orange County Restaurant Week. If you're listening to this the day that this goes live on free feeds, then we're already about 3 days into it, give or take. For the uninitiated, let's give the elevator pitch real quick. Orange County Restaurant Week is basically a week-long celebration of Orange County restaurants where you have a massive amount of participating restaurants offering diners a slew of different specialized menus. They could be everything from a $15 lunch menu to a $50 dinner menu. Kind of, you know, think of it like an a tasting menu, right? Three courses, two courses, you know, a couple of options, things like that. Basically, all at a discounted price, designed in an effort to invite diners into spaces that they may not normally go to. Maybe there's a restaurant you've been thinking about going to. Maybe there's a city you're not super familiar with from a dining perspective. All these menus in Orange County Restaurant Week put together are designed to kind of emphasize that and encourage that and celebrate that and basically kind of give a big nod to all the goings on that we have in the hospitality scene here in the OC. That being said, this is not going to be a traditional episode where I'm sitting down with a guest. You are with me because I am giving you my top picks for Orange County Restaurant Week. Now, why am I doing that? Well, there are a lot of restaurants, as I said, a lot of restaurants. Some of them will be on display Saturday, March the 2nd at the kickoff party. If you are listening to this on Patreon and you're going to the kickoff party, please say hi. If you're listening to it on free feeds and you were there, I hope you got to say hi. And if you missed it, please, please, please consider going next year because it's a raucous time. With all these restaurants participating and all these menus, it can be a little bit daunting. It can be a little overwhelming. I think this is where expertise comes in, and I'm very happy to say, and I can humbly say and proudly say that I have that. Some of my picks are friends of the show. Some of my picks are former podcast guests. Some of them are just places I like. So take it with a grain of salt if you want. But yeah, these are going to be my top picks. Now, before we jump into them, let me give you a little rundown. I am giving you 20 different places to choose from. Two of these places, I think it's just two. Two of these places do have sister properties, and the menus are fairly similar. I'll touch on those when we get to them. But I'm giving you 20 picks. Now, normally, I would do a regular episode and then a bonus episode, only available to Patreon subscribers. For this episode, I am going to make that bonus episode free. So what does that mean for you? Well, I'm going to give you 10 picks right now in this episode. If you go to patreon.com/thebestseats, sign up. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to sign up for a monthly subscription. You do just have to sign up, though, to get access to it. My additional 10 top picks are going to be available in the bonus episode there. Normally, those episodes are paywalled. They're only for subscribers. I am going to start opening up some older ones on the for free subscribers, but this is going to be an episode that I'm only doing it right now, that it will be free. Why am I doing that? Well, I think it's important to support Orange County restaurants. It would be a little hypocritical of me and my profession if I didn't. This is a great opportunity for you to get my top 20 picks, and I think that that's a good way to do it. So you're going to get 10 right now and 10 on the bonus episode. So let's jump right into episode 135, my top picks for Orange County Restaurant Week. Now, it wouldn't be an episode if we didn't do the musical transition, so let's knock that out of the way. There's a handful of things in life that I know that I'm good at. Running a successful podcast, for one, a website, photography, menu consulting, etc. But one of the things where I need help is my gardening, specifically culinary gardening. It's one thing to have a nice succulent or a pretty plant to look at, but there's nothing like growing your own food, herbs, and more. That's why I turned to my friend and friend of the Best Seats podcast, Ashley Irene of Heirloom Potager, for all things culinary gardening. She's an expert through and through who's worked with some of the best chefs and restaurants here in Orange County. Just see the work that she did up at the amazing Poppy and Seed in Anaheim. She's talented, witty, incredibly smart, and a consummate professional through and through. Whether you're running a restaurant program, a craft cocktail program, or you just want to start growing some great food at home, she has everything you need and more. So to get more information, set up a consultation, or just to see some of the things that she's done in the past, check out heirloompotager.com for more information. All righty, let's go. Let's jump right into it. Now, these are in no particular order. These are not ranked. These are not alphabetized. These are just 20 that I picked from the top of my head. Again, 10 now, 10 in the bonus episode. So do not miss out. Let's jump right into it. Now, when we're thinking starting our day out, I think of coffee. Moon Goat Coffee Roasters, again, they've been on the show before, do a great job. They really make delicious coffee. They have a new little drive-thru open up in Laguna Beach. That's a couple months old at the time of this recording, and they just opened up a new spot in Irvine. They just launched food there. So not only can you go and get a really, really, really kick-ass cup of coffee, now they have a really cool food service. Now, the one in Costa Mesa has always had food. The Laguna Beach one, again, that's just a drive-thru. They don't have the capacity to do that. But the Irvine one is what they're focusing on for Restaurant Week. $25 for a lunch menu, really nice little choices. Again, go there, grab some coffee, start your day off right. The hours vary. And I should say right off the bat, all this information can be found on ocrestaurantweek.com. The full list of restaurants is there. But what I'm kicking off with first, one of my top picks, Moon Goat Coffee Roasters over in Irvine. Moving on, if we are going to talk some fine dining, maybe a dinner is what you're looking for, a date night, something you may not be familiar with. Might I recommend Blue Gold up in Huntington Beach? Now, with a dinner menu priced at $45, with a bunch of different appetizers and some entrees to choose from, as well as a dessert, Blue Gold is really, really killer. The program really had some new life injected to it recently with Chef Amy LeBrun, friend of the show. They do a great job up there. Blue Gold's always kind of been a ringer. But yeah, they do a really, really nice job. And it's one of those places that I always kind of talk, and a lot of people always say they know of it, but they've never been. This is a great opportunity to go there. $45 for a dinner menu, that's pretty, pretty awesome. So my next pick for this one is definitely going to be Blue Gold in Huntington Beach. I have got to give them love because I love them. I love their owner. I do love their food. They always hook it up when I co-host the TacoTuesday.com podcast, and just an awesome family run spot. That is going to be Chela's Mexican kitchen, down in San Clemente. Lunch or dinner for $30. So you got some options here. Just really good food, man. Just really solid. What Carla Vasquez does down there and the food they make, it's very in tune with San Clemente, I think. It's very simpatico with kind of the vibe of that town. Just kind of that relaxed, little surfy, little beachy, solid food. It just really, really speaks to me. Kind of, again, I'm not from Orange County. When I came out to Orange County, it was one of the first places that I ended up checking out just based on the proximity to where I was living at the time. And it really kind of first bite, I was like, yeah, I get it. So my third pick for my top 20 for OC Restaurant Week is going to be Chela's Mexican Kitchen down in San Clemente. A go-to for me each and every year. Great people, really, really classic. And this is going to be kind of more of your like big date night out. So if you're thinking a date night, if you got a date this week and you need something really kind of stylish, maybe a little vibey, but kind of more in that old school hyper romantic way, this isn't going to be Joey. You're not going to be bumping out. You're not going to be fighting for parking space type of thing. I'm a huge, huge fan. It's something about, this is a personal thing for me. This restaurant just speaks to me. It could be, I don't know, my East Coast nature or something, but I'm always a big fan of Five Crowns. Over in Corona Del Mar, Five Crowns, it's a dinner menu of $85. There's wine choices, the first course here, the entree, but when it really comes down to it, the entree choice of the kind of the prime ribs of beef, like, this is so old school, I get it, but I freaking love it. It's one of those dishes that if you just don't have, you got to have love in your heart for this thing, man. It's just way, way, way too good not to be a big fan of it. So when I think a big date night menu and a place that I want to check out for Orange County Restaurant Week, yeah, I definitely, definitely lean towards Five Crowns. A spot that you may not have gone to or may not be familiar with unless you're in the area. And again, this is another one that has been on the Best Seats podcast before. It just consistently is really good. And it also has a beautiful, really underrated wine program. This is going to be up in Orange, and that is OC. Now, they have lunch. They have dinner, $25 for lunch, $50 for dinner. You can add a wine pairing for dinner for $25, which, again, their wines are really good. Like, some really surprising stuff that you may not be expecting. Really good seafood, just really kind of clean, awesome flavors. It's a good little spot. It gives you an excuse to get up into kind of old town. If you're not familiar with Orange, then this is a great way to check it out. It's kind of right in the heart of it near the circle. A really, really fun spot. Kind of a relaxed date night spot if I was going to do dinner up there. Lunch, if you're in that area, awesome. Like, get some oysters, like some chowder, like just some nice like seafood or their killer burger, which I know for a seafood place you may not think is really good, but trust me, their burger is super underrated. But yeah, I mean, especially if I'm looking for wine or something like that on restaurant week, OC, that's a fun one for me. I'm a big fan of that one. Oliver's Osteria. Now this one does have a sister property. Oliver's Trattoria, which is over in Irvine, recently opened. They are similar menus, but they are different. The Trattoria, I believe, has kind of lunch options as well, whereas Oliver's Osteria, which is down in Laguna Beach, is just doing a dinner one. Now, I personally haven't been to the Trattoria yet. I know what the Osteria does, so I can speak to that one, but knowing the team behind Oliver's Osteria, I trust the Trattoria enough to recommend both restaurants kind of in one. That one in Irvine, again, go check out, but I just haven't personally been to it, so I didn't want to lead with that one. I wanted to lead with the Laguna Beach one. And again, this is going to be a dinner one. Orange County Restaurant Week, I know a lot of people listening may not be industry or they have traditional kind of 9-to-5s, so dinner tends to be a little bit more accessible for some people. This at $85 is awesome. I mean, this is a place that is consistently regarded, like Michelin recommended. It's phenomenal food. Italian is such a go-to for so many people, especially for date nights. I feel like Italian and date nights, it's just kind of like hand in hand. Nothing really kind of says I love you like some good pasta. So when I kind of think of a place that I want to go to for a dinner, again, it's Laguna Beach. The weather's pretty good this time of year. Like, it's a really solid one. And I know that $85, it's on the steeper side. I get that. These are meant to be super accessible menus, but trust me, like antipasto, primi, secondi, and dolci, like, guys, we're talking four courses here. Like, that's pretty solid. That's really, really solid. I definitely recommend this one. Again, the Trattoria, I believe, has a lunch option as well. Those menus, they're not exactly simpatico, but they're phenomenal. Like, just check them out. Again, if you haven't been yet, if you've constantly been thinking about it, oh, like, where's good Italian? This is the answer you have been looking for. So go check it out. A much more casual one, and this is not in a bad way, is Dizzy Bird. Dizzy Bird is over in Mission Viejo. It's at the shops in Mission Viejo, so you're going to have to hop into the mall for this one. But this is by the same team that created Philosophy over in Irvine. Now, they have been on the show before, many, many episodes back at this point, maybe even like 2020 or 2021. I'd have to go back and timestamp the episode. But Dizzy Bird is a new concept from them. So this is going to be fast casual. They've got a $15 menu for lunch or dinner, a $20 lunch or dinner, and a $25 dinner menu. This is really solid stuff. Like, we're talking really solid food here. This is definitely going to be your much more kind of price approachable one. At those price points, you're definitely talking. I mean, that's a lot more accessible. I get that than an $85 dinner out. But this is one of those. It's a perfect example of Orange County Restaurant Week. This is a restaurant that I would guess not many of you have heard of. This is a newer one. I will even go so far as to say that I've been personally meaning to check it out and I just haven't had the time, but knowing how good Philosophy is and the ownership team behind that, I can confidently put Dizzy Bird in this list and say that they are good. But it's exactly a place like this that Orange County Restaurant Week was made for. You may not have heard of them, but this is really good food. These are really, really approachable price points for some solid, solid grub. Ooh, I bumped the mic again. You should go and check them out. So Dizzy Bird over in Mission Viejo at the shops in Mission Viejo is definitely one that I am going to put on my list. Let's talk about some new kids on the block. Now, if you're going to go to the VIP party or you were at the VIP party or you missed it, but you saw photos, Instagram, whatever, or you listened to my podcast or you listened to the episode about the Deli Awards, then you know the name Webb's. The distillery and brewery recently opened in Aliso Viejo. Has just frankly been freaking crushing it. I live right in that area. I like the team at Webb's. I did not throw them in here because I consider them, you know, friends or anything like that. I do think they do a really good job. The place is absolutely a vibe. It's always rocking. It's always busy. Family friendly. Like, it is family friendly. It's very much a distillery. So do take that in mind. There's not a lot of like games for the kids, but you can definitely bring the family to this one. And it's just fun. It's got this great vibe, big atmosphere, big food, big flavors, killer bar program. And it's just really a place that I enjoy. And frankly, it's a place that I think the area needed very, very much. It really has helped to pump a lot of new life into a place like Aliso, but also the surrounding area. They're working to get their spirits and their beers out into other restaurants. They're working just kind of with the community, really, really like bringing people in. Again, for New Year's Eve, they brought out Common Sense. Did a massive live show. It was raucous, to say the least, but really, really fun. They have a lunch menu at $20 with some specials, some distillery specials. So you're just talking lunchtime here, but a really great excuse. $20. You got a starter, entree, lunch, drink specials. Here's the big one for me. So they have a handful of spirits that they're working with in-house. They've got four of them. Including an Awamori, which is a Japanese spirit, which is really, really cool. So they have specialty cocktails at $10. Here's the cool one. Brewery special, $5 tall beers. All 12 of their in-house taps, $5. Take the afternoon off from work, cancel your meetings, go tie a few wobbly pops off with some friends. Yeah, wobbly pops. I picked that up from my Canadian friends. Don't ask. It's a whole other podcast episode, but it's what I call nice tall beers. All their beers, $5 and $20 for food. That means you are in, like, you're out of there for $35. Three beers, couple of food, tip on top of that, like $50. You are in and out for a great freaking afternoon. You get to experience it really nicely. You get to check out the distillery. Again, the entire dining room looks at all of their stills and everything else going on. Since it's lunchtime, no doubt the team will be back there working. Brewing, mashing, whatever they got going on. It's a really cool spot to check out. Since it's opened, I've talked with the team and they've never not been busy. So this is a really good chance to kind of go see why they have not never been busy, right? Double negative? Yeah, that works. I think it works. If not, write in. But yeah, One of my choices for sure, I got to go with the team at Webb's. Really, really killer stuff. Really, really killer team. And again, even though it's on the bigger side compared to something like Dizzy Bird, exactly what Orange County Restaurant Week was designed to do. Get you into a place that you may not be as familiar with. Let's talk a bar. Let's talk a bar that you may not be familiar with. This is a place very near and dear to my heart. We're going to Santa Ana. We're going to Vacation Bar. Now, a bar during restaurant week, hold fast. I'll feed you, baby birds. Vacation Bar is not just killer cocktails and a really cool vibe, although it very much is that. They also do a food program there, and a pretty damn solid one, especially their pizzas. Now, I've mentioned date nights a couple times so far. There's nothing wrong with going and solo eating. I love it, in fact, and I'm in a relationship, and I love it. I have friends that are in relationships. They love it. I have friends that aren't in relationships. They love it. Solo eating is dope. And Vacation Bar is actually offering either a date night menu for those of you who want to take a date or a flying solo menu. If you're flying solo, a pizza and a cocktail, $30. That's pretty awesome. If you got a date night, an appetizer, a pizza, and two cocktails, $50. That's really awesome. Now, straight out the gate, let me tell you, the pies are really good. Underratedly good, actually, in my opinion. I think they're really, really solid. They're just... I don't know how else to tell you that a pizza is good. It's a good pizza. That should be the upsell right there. A Vacation Bar does a really good job with theirs. Their cocktails are also really bomb. Like really, really, really bomb. They have a killer bar team there. Some friends of mine bartend there. And they're really good people. Great conversationalists. They're fun. If you're unsure about a spirit, they can walk you through it. They can make a ton of different drinks, whip up whatever you kind of want. Really, really solid folks. If you have not checked out Vacation Bar before, this is a great time. Those are really good price points. And I think really good options and really good excuses to go. Again, whether you're flying solo or you're doing a date night, Vacation Bar in Santa Ana, that's one you want to check out. Now, those are your first 10 picks. But do not forget that I'm giving you 10 more picks only at patreon.com/thebestseats. These are just my suggestions. Take them with a grain of salt if you want. Check out Orange County OCRestaurantWeek.com for all the list of restaurants. Sorry, OCRestaurantWeek.com is the website. But Orange County Restaurant Week is here. This is a great time to go celebrate. Thank you to all the participating restaurants. I want to thank OC Restaurant Week for letting me be kind of such a part of it. This episode was not asked to be done by them in any way, shape, or form. This is purely a choice by me. Again, to support friends. I love this local industry. I want you to love it like I do. So thank you for your support. Thank you to my advertising partners. Thank you to you that do support on Patreon. You make the show possible. Thank you to everybody who supports on Free Feeds. I hope you will give the bonus episode a listen. Again, 10 more picks on there. We got some really, really fun ones. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Everybody, stay safe. Tip your bartenders. I'll see you soon.
The Best Seats Podcast is an original production of The Best Seats. It is written, edited, produced, and owned by myself, Crawford McCarthy, founder and principal of The Best Seats. It's based in Orange County, California. It is subsidized through generous monthly donations at patreon.com/thebestseats. The following are the names of those who subscribed at the highest monthly tier, aka Norm Status, and allow me to continue producing this show each and every month. As a thank you for their continued support, here are the names.
John Sanchez, Zach Scher, Loco Lipo, Burrito No Rito, Eric Lutz, Jay Baker, Tim Swine, Burgermeister. Thank you for your support.